Sarah Aid, owner of Bloomington-based Western Skateland, said last weekend a young skater asked if it were okay to use one of the bathrooms at Western Skateland.
I told them, of course, use whichever bathroom you're comfortable with. And then I thought, well, just in case there is any confusion about that, I don't want people to feel like they need to ask.
The next day, after much contemplation, Sarah figured she would post a sign to let all of her customers know they are welcome. The sign reads, quote, "Everyone is welcome to use the restroom where they are most comfortable. We trust you know how to identify," end quote. At the end of her handwritten note, which featured rainbow polka dots on the border margin, Sarah drew three hearts in black marker.
So I put up the note, and I thought that was something that people in Bloomington would generally take for granted at this point in time, and that would not be something that even really needed to be posted, that we're not going to try to police people's gender.
Indiana is one of several states with ongoing debates in the state legislature over bathroom regulations. In this year's long legislative session, House Bill 1525 is one of several so-called bathroom bills that regularly appear in the legislature. That bill would have mandated people use the bathroom defined by their, quote, biological sexual identity, end quote. House Bill 1525 did not pass out of the House Education Committee before the deadline for bills to advance out of their respective chambers earlier this month. Sarah Aid says she wants her customers to feel safe.
I didn't think it was necessary to post the sign, but I guess maybe it was necessary to post the sign.
A picture of Aid's note was posted onto a Bloomington-based Facebook page this afternoon. It immediately drew controversy. Some said they will never come back to Western Skateland, while others showed their support and said the roller rink will be a much more relaxed and fun place to be with the sign.
So yes, I did see on the Facebook page that there were some people who were upset about it. I'm not trying to get anybody hurt. I guess I'm not trying to make it a less safe place. I wouldn't have been going around trying to figure out people's gender identities anyway. I just wanted to make that clear in case any kids were feeling uncomfortable. And I have employees who are trans or gender nonconforming. I've been harassed myself in public bathrooms, even though I'm a cis woman, just because sometimes I don't look feminine enough for some people. So I totally understand how that feels, and I don't want anyone to be feeling like they're not welcome at my rink.
Although there was considerable debate on Facebook among passionate Bloomington residents, Western Skateland's doors are open, and the sign Sarah Aid wrote still sits along the wall of the roller rink.